This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as today we take another 5 minutes out of our busy lives to study from the Word of God. I hope that you will think seriously and prayerfully about the things that we have to say, and that you take your own Bible and do as did the noble people of Berea, as recorded in Acts chapter 17 and verse 11, to search the Scriptures to see if these things are so. I certainly would not have you to accept anything that I say because I say it, but that you would search the Bible, search the Scriptures to see if what is taught is so. We've been talking for several days now about the all-sufficiency of the Bible. The Bible is God's answer to every basic problem, every problem that really matters to man. It is that book from God which gives us the truth about those really great questions that we ask ourselves. Who am I? From where did I come? What should I do with myself? We have pointed out that the Bible is all-sufficient as pertains to knowledge, and we're now dealing with the fact that the Bible is all-sufficient as pertains to right and wrong, as pertains to morality, as pertains to ethics. So far, we've pointed out that a biblical ethic is a revealed religion. It is a metaphysical religion in that it deals with the ultimate reality of God and man. It is an absolute, not a mere relative religion. What the Bible teaches is wrong is always wrong. What the Bible teaches is right is always right. It is not changed by our simply thinking otherwise. It is a religious, not a secular ethic. It is an ethic of striving for perfection. It is an ethic which involves both the heart and the body. It is an ethic which involves self-denial and sacrifice. All of these things we've already covered. Now, to come to a new point today, we note that the biblical ethic involves humility. That is, humility as over against arrogance and pride. It means to have the mind of Christ. You cannot really be living the Christian ethic. You cannot really be living the Christian life if you are a proud and arrogant person. The Christian life involves humility. As I suggested a moment ago, the mind of Christ. Notice carefully in Philippians chapter 2, beginning with verse 5. Here the Apostle Paul tells the Christians at Philippi, "Have this mind in you which also was in Christ Jesus, who existing in the form of God counted not the being on an equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking upon himself the form of a servant." Notice there the point that Christ is giving himself away. Giving himself away for us. For us, those who do not deserve it because of our sin. And we find further in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. In reference to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Apostle Paul says to the church at Corinth, "Who though he were rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye through his poverty might become rich." The Word of God, of course, existed in eternity, rich in that sense, but became poor in the sense of becoming flesh and dying the death on the cross that we might have life everlasting. This indeed is the mind of Christ. Humility as over against arrogance and pride. To live a life of Christ is to have the mind of Christ, to give yourself away. To live a life of sacrifice rather than a life of getting. It is a life of giving as over against receiving. You remember that Paul stated in Acts chapter 20 what has been well called the other beatitude when he said that the Lord taught that it is more blessed to give than it is to receive. But I wonder how many of us really believe that. So the Christian life, the Christian ethic is one that involves humility as over against arrogance and pride. It is to have the mind of Christ rather than to have your own mind and your own self-seeking ways. But our time's gone for today. I do want you to know that I'm so glad you've been with us, and I hope you'll be with us next time as we continue our study of the all-sufficiency of the Bible. Until then, may God bless and keep you, is my sincere prayer.